Every year, Chris Hardy sat with his father in the cold November woods on opening day of the gun deer hunting season. When his father's health began to decline, it was still important for him to carry on the tradition. Hardy tells the story of the last hunting season he shared with his father.
Dad sipped coffee poured from his dented thermos as we watched a large gray squirrel scamper up a nearby tree. We were sitting in a deer stand overlooking two fields. It was late morning, November 23rd, 2019, the opening day of the Wisconsin gun deer hunting season. It was the 70th season Dad was participating in the annual hunt. We knew it was going to be his last. Dad's mobility and mental alertness had been declining for several years. Dad was an expert hunter. He knew the farm like the back of his hand. He never built a deer stand, but always sat in the same valley where deer frequently crossed. As the landscape changed, he would move his spot, but he always got a deer, and it was usually the biggest buck taken that year from the farm. Over the past 4 or 5 years, Dad hasn't gotten a deer. He never even took a shot, but it was still important for him to be in the woods, especially on opening day. We didn't want him hunting alone. Russ started the morning by driving Dad to the stand and sitting with him for the first few hours. I came over in the late morning. "What kind of tree is that?" Dad asked, pointing to a nearby gnarly bur oak. He knew trees. "But not today." "I think that's a bur oak," I replied. "Oh, sure," he nodded in agreement. The fields we overlooked were cleared by my great-grandfather. Dad had told me the story many times, but I wanted to hear it again. "Weren't these fields cleared by Grandpa Ray?" I asked. "Yes, they were," he said. "They used a stump puller and dragged the stumps out with a stone boat. Can you imagine how hard that had to be?" For a few moments, it was like the old days. A father and a son sitting together in the cold November woods, sharing a bond that transcends simply pulling the trigger of a gun. Like the second day of the season in 1978, when Dad insisted that I hunt from his stand and I shot my first buck. I was just finishing the field dressing when Dad walked down the hill. "You got one," he said in his matter-of-fact style. "It's not that big," I replied, mentally comparing the single antlers to the eight-pointer they had shot the previous morning. "No, it's a nice one," he said with a smile. A load was lifted from my shoulders. I was no longer the buck fever kid who couldn't shoot. As I stood there with my father just less than a month removed from my 15th birthday, I felt like a man. So many memories, so many stories. Dad fell silent. "What kind of tree is that?" he asked, pointing to the same tree that we had discussed 20 minutes ago. "I think it's a bur oak, Dad," I said, turning my face away to wipe my moistening eyes. "Oh, sure," he said. A little while later, Dad said he wanted to watch the Wisconsin Badgers football game. I gave him a ride in the truck, and he settled into his easy chair. Dad's last hunting season was over. Dad always said that when it was his time to go, he wanted it to be in the woods under his favorite tree. He didn't exactly get his wish, but he did die at home. My 46th hunting season this year will be sad because my hunting partner and mentor is gone. The woods will seem empty, but Dad will be there nevertheless because his memories and stories remain.
Chris Hardy is a writer based in Jackson County. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.